Okay, so for Parshas Yisro, we have Yisro making his way, his big return into the life of Moshe. This is, of course, Moshe's father-in-law. And the pasuk says, "Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan." Yisro, the priest of Midyan, heard, and it just further describes him. He's Chosein Moshe, father-in-law of Moshe. Eis kol asher asa Elokim leMoshe leYisrael amo. Everything that God had done for Moshe and for Israel, his nation. Ki hotzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim, because Hashem took them out of Egypt. So Yisro heard about what happened. He heard they were taken out of Egypt, and he had to see this with his own eyes. But if you look at some of the Mefarshim, particularly Rashi, who quotes our sages in various places, he says in the words "Vayishma Yisro," and Yisro heard, says "Ma Shemua Shama Uva." What did he hear that God's attention made him come? Kriyas Yamsuf Umelchemes Amalek. He heard about the splitting of the sea, and he heard about the war against Amalek. So these are two things that he heard. They're both in the previous parsha. The one right, like immediately before this in the Torah, is the war against Amalek. Definitely a major scene in the previous parsha was the splitting of the sea. And that's what he heard. But if you read Rashi, just a couple of comments later, when it says on the words, "Eis kol asher asa Elokim leMoshe leYisrael," all that that God had done for Moshe and the Jewish people, Rashi says, "Eis kol asher asa lahem biyiridas haman," he made the man fall, "uba be'er," and the well. There was a miracle mentioned in last week's parsha. First of all, the man, the manna from heaven, and then there was also a well, the rock that Moshe struck and water came out. "Uba Amalek," and regarding Amalek. So what Rashi seems to be doing, the way some commentators understand Rashi, is that Rashi is saying that this terminology of "Eis kol asher asa," it's like everything that was done, it's a little bit more inclusive. It fills in some more details of what Yisro had heard. What's strange about this, though, is that we already mentioned Amalek, right? Rashi, in his first comment, says, what did Yisro hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and the war against Amalek. And then when the pasuk says he heard everything that Hashem had done, Rashi fills in the gaps and tells us a few more things: the man, the well, and Amalek again. So what's going on? What did he hear? And why is Rashi repeating? What's Rashi adding? So it seems a little strange. So I want to take a look at a comment of the of Rav Avin Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that really this story is anachronistic. It's not in its proper place. Yisro really arrived after the giving of the Torah. This part is a little bit out of order. And he explains the reason for that. He says, I'll tell you why it's here. Because earlier it says the evil that was done to the Jewish people by Amalek. The evil that was done by Amalek. And now we want to compare it. Hizkir kinegdo atova shasisa Yisro leYisrael. The Torah wanted to put Yisro, his arrival, right after Amalek to compare the two. To tell you, look at Yisro and look at Amalek side by side and look how different they were. How Yisro was what helped the Jewish people. We're going to see later on in the Torah when Yisro is considering heading back to Midian, Moshe says, please, you've been so helpful. He's talking to his father-in-law. Dad, you've been so helpful. Please don't leave us. You've been the eyes of our people. Please don't leave. We see in this week's Parsha, he suggests things to help the Jewish people out. He suggests a bureaucratic system for judgment, and what could ever go wrong with the bureaucracy, right? So he's very helpful, and he's trying to contribute in a positive way. That's why they are juxtaposed, even if it may, according to the Ibn Ezra, it's out of place. I think what's going on here is that there's a difference between all the information that he heard and the information that he heard and were the driving force for why he came. When it says he heard everything that took place, so he heard about the Mun, he heard about the Be'er, the well, he heard about Amalek, he heard about great things that happened for the Jewish people. But what? So that's what Rashi's saying later on. He's saying these are the things that he heard. But what were the What were the things that made him get up and go? That made Yisrael get up and I have to go there. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek, the splitting of the sea, and then Amalek attacking. What's the significance of that? The splitting of the sea was tremendous. This was really, in many regards, the conclusion of the Exodus from Egypt. Because even though they left two parshios ago, Parshas Bo, that's when they left Egypt. But still, you know, their pursuers are pursuing. Until the Jewish people get through the sea. And then the Egyptians follow after them. And the waves come crashing down on them. And not just that, but then the sea spits them out, spits out the corpses of the Egyptian army on the dry land for the Jewish people to see. Indeed, our former captors and our former pursuers are indeed dead. Until then, they're not free. They're still slaves. They're still runaway slaves until the pursuers and captors are gone. And they're on fire. And they are going strong. And there is fear, as you see in Az Yashir and Shir HaSayam, the song that they sing. The nations of the world are terrified. Everybody heard about this. And what does Amalek do? Amalek says, you guys think you're so hot? Well, we'll show you. And the Midrash famously says that our rabbis teach that Amalek's attack of the Jewish people, they got decimated. Amalek, when they attacked, they got a few shots on the weaklings in the back of the camp, and then Yehoshua fought them off and decimated them. They ran back with their tails between their legs. But Amalek still won in a certain regard, because Amalek felt like they had cooled down the Jewish people. As I was about to say, the Midrash says that Amalek is compared to, imagine a boiling hot bath, or maybe not a bath, or a boiling, boiling hot tub, and a heavier person jumps in there, and he gets completely burnt, but he cooled down the water. The water is now cool. So like a kamikaze, he it was self-sacrifice, he put himself on the line, he is completely burnt, but he cooled down the water. That's what happened to the Jewish people. They were on fire coming through the water. They were on fire and they were cooled down. They were cooled down because Amalek said, oh, they're not so great. They're not untouchable. We could touch them. Okay, maybe we can't beat them. We can touch them. And if we were a little bit stronger, somebody else could do it too. So the juxtaposition of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek, when Yisrael heard about that, when he heard that some people are responding to Kriyas Yamsuf in such a way, I have to get up and go. I have to do something about this. I have to show my support. Because when something happens like Kriyas Yamsuf, and then and Milchamas Amalek follows after, someone has to get in there and make a statement and show support and say, I want to join you. I want to help you. How can I contribute? How can I assist? And I think this resonates a lot with what we're experiencing nowadays. In the last few months, we have reached a point where people have to pick a side. You know, why is that a bunch of clowns in Chicago or, you know, ceasefire? Who cares? Like everyone has to say, we have something to say on the matter. Everyone has to pick a side we think you see. What do you think? You have to tell me a ceasefire. What do you have to do with anything? You have a ceasefire in your own city, right? There's always people speaking up now. But the truth is, because everyone has to speak up now, we're at a time where people need to pick a side, and Hashem has set the stage where it's very, very clear. Do you want to pick the side of good or the side of evil? And the side of good, of course, is the side of Klal Yisrael, the side of the Torah. That's clearly the side of good. And I hope, I pray that this is a setting us up for the ultimate Geula, the final redemption, where people are picking sides. And I think it's important. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, I should be pitching this at a non-Jewish night seder somewhere. You know, I should go to a non-Jewish night seder where they have cholent and tell them, you guys should support Klal Yisrael. But so why am I saying it here? So I think it's just important for us to be mindful that, yes, there's a lot of talk about all the hate and the craziness and especially in social media and even to a large degree in the mainstream media, there's a lot that's anti-Semitic, anti-Zionistic, anti-Klal Yisrael, and anti-Hashem. But there's also a lot out there, a lot of love, and there's a lot of support, and there's a lot of Yisros around, and there's parades of Japanese people singing Am Yisrael Chai, O Davinu Chai, and there are all kinds of people, you know, leaving letters and cowboys, you know, going to Israel to help with the farms. That there's a lot of response at this time, and it's eliciting a response from everybody and people who cared about nothing else of similar proportions. Of course, wake up when Israel's involved, whether for good or for bad. And it's important that the Torah felt the need, according to the Ibn Ezra, the Torah felt the need to juxtapose the response of Amalek on the one hand and Yisro on the other hand. There's Amalek and there's Yisro. There's two different types of people who hear about Kriyas Yamsuf and respond and they say, I'm coming to attack and show you're not so great. I'm coming, no, I'm coming in to show my support and to give my like and to give my subscription and to send my flowers and whatever Yisro was doing to show that support. And it's important for us to realize that, to appreciate the Yisros in the world, and also to realize that Klal Yisrael is the focus. It's not self-centered. This is what Hashem is planning. This is what Hashem is setting up. And Emir Hashem, this should be the stages, the final stages that should lead to the Geula. May it be Emeir Yameinu.